All the latest in the news. Please check out the podcast. Clayton Bach back with you tomorrow.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
What's your New Year's resolution? Does it include digitizing your family's treasured videotapes and photos that you've been meaning to preserve? Legacy Box makes this possible and easy. Once you get your box, just fill it with camcorder tapes, film reels, pictures, slides, you name it, and they'll do the rest. Legacy Box is the industry leader and has helped over a million customers safeguard their past. Plus, all the work's done here in the United States by a team of over 200 trained technicians. Once everything is digitized, a Legacy Box will send all your stuff back along with a digital file so those memories are not only protected but easy to share. Buck and I have both used the Legacy Box to digitize video and pictures. It's cool to get all these memories digitally transferred and then be able to share them as easy as sending a text. It also gives you peace of mind knowing those cherished memories are preserved for future generations to enjoy. Then Legacy Box makes it possible. Visit LegacyBox.com/Clay to get a discount. That's LegacyBox.com/Clay. LegacyBox.com/Clay.
Like you, I've heard about Relief Factor. It's been on TV and radio for years. I never really thought about it until my dad, who's 73 years old, an avid golfer, and I know he struggles a lot with pain like millions of Americans, started taking it, okay? He's dealing with aging, exercise, and just the ordinary effects of daily living, and Relief Factor is a game changer for him. Developed by doctors based on scientific research, Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. Taken as designed, every day, Relief Factor reduces or eliminates pain all day, every day. About 70% of the hundreds of thousands of customers who've tried Relief Factor went on to order more. It's huge. It's one of the reasons my dad's taking it. And like I said, amazing results. Try the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 and join the 70%. Go to relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com/buck or call 1-800-4-RELIEF for your 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95.
The weak leadership of career politicians is destroying the American dream. Now more than ever, we need true, experienced leaders with the backbone to do what's right for the citizens of Nevada. A proven leader like Tom Heck.
Hi, I'm Tom Heck, and I'm running to be the next governor of the great state of Nevada because our state deserves a governor with proven leadership and problem-solving skills. With over 22 years active duty military service and 9 years in local government, I know what we have to do to get Nevada back on the right track.
At no other point in our history have American citizens been more at risk of losing their rights of free speech, the right to gather, and even the right to travel, all due to the weak leadership of career politicians. That's why we need leaders like Tom Heck.
As your next governor, on day one, I'll cut the state budget by 10%. I'll eliminate the teaching of critical race theory in our schools, and I'll defend your constitutional rights against creeping socialism.
For more information about Tom Heck, visit electheck.com.
I'm Tom Heck, and I approve this message.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The post-holiday travel woes are continuing. Wintry weather combining with the pandemic making it hard for air travelers to return home from the holidays. Travel industry analyst Henry Hartevelt says bad weather in Chicago over the weekend only compounded the issue of staff shortages for airlines.
We are having a series of problems that result in cascading delays and cancellations, making air travel right now an exercise in frustration.
The tracking service FlightAware says more than 2,600 U.S. flights were canceled as of midday. Fierce winds with as much as 10 inches of snow forecast for the District of Columbia, Northern Virginia, and Central Maryland. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for that area. Travel already hazardous and more than 500,000 customers without power. More than half the flights were delayed or canceled this morning at Washington's three major airports. Also at townhall.com, Verizon and AT&T have rejected a request by the U.S. government to delay the rollout of next-generation wireless technology.
In a joint letter to the Transportation Department and the Federal Aviation Administration, the telecommunications giants dismissed concerns brought by U.S. airlines that a new 5G wireless service could interfere with aviation electronics. However, the CEOs of Verizon and AT&T also wrote that they were willing to accept some temporary measures over the next 6 months to limit the service around certain airport runways. The 5G rollout is scheduled for this week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More people shot to death in Chicago and surrounding Cook County in 2021 than in any other year on record. 1,002 gun-related homicides last year. Black people victims of 80% of the homicides. Hispanic people victims in 14% of them. More at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Out of an abundance of caution in response to the surge of the Omicron COVID-19 cases, CES 2022 will now close a day early. The show, one of Las Vegas's biggest conventions, was scheduled to run from this Wednesday through Saturday, but now will close on Friday evening at 6. More than 2,200 exhibitors were committed to take part in person, while about 200 canceled in the past couple of weeks. 143 more companies did sign on. Microsoft, Google, Intel, and Facebook's parent company Meta were among the companies which backed out. All convention goers must be fully vaccinated in order to attend. Las Vegas Raiders' upset win over Indianapolis brought smiles to the local sportsbooks. The 23-20 win over the Colts as an 8.5-point underdog was the biggest outright upset yesterday, helping sportsbooks report a solid winning day. Other big winners for the books included the Cardinals, who stunned the favorite Cowboys at home. They got me and the Jets, who covered that spread in their 28-24 loss to Tampa Bay. The favorites went 8-6-1 against the spread.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
As a crash on State Route 160 in both directions at Crazy Horse Street and Pahrump, traffic is being diverted, so do expect delays out there over the hump in Pahrump. And, of course, those lane restrictions downtown continue on the 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. as long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Monday, January 3rd, 2022. Don't put 2021 anywhere. You write a check today, it's 2022. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Victor Jakes on with us. He is the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I went to their website this morning. He had not posted recently. Did you take a week off?
I did. It was wonderful. Off time with the family, and I really enjoyed it. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas and New Year's as well.
Indeed, we did, and we had a best-of show on Friday, and so this is our first live show of 2022. Let me just ask you, a lot going on right now. The pandemic panic, as I call it, is continuing, and nothing seems to make it better. What is your sense of where we are? Can you give us a beginning of 2022 assessment of where we are with, the COVID, the COVID panic that is accompanying it, and when we might see light at the end of the tunnel? Do you have a feel for that?
Yeah, well, I think light at the tunnel comes whenever. The personal light at the end of the tunnel comes whenever you want it to be. And I think for a lot of us, we've been there for a year and a half or so. Once you are vaccinated, your risk is quite low. The Omicron variant, by all available evidence, is much less dangerous than the Delta variant, especially if you're vaccinated. We just heard on the news that CES is going to be here. And yes, 200 people have pulled out, but they've got 2,000 exhibitors coming here. We can expect tens of thousands of travelers. We saw people on the streets in New Year's. The public health establishment may not have gotten the message. Our governor may not have gotten the message. But I think for many, many people, they've gotten the message that, COVID is going to have to be something we live with. It's not something we pretend doesn't exist, but it's here, and it becomes a background risk of living, just like driving a car. There's a background risk of getting in a car accident. We take steps to mitigate that risk, but we stop pretending that we can end the risk entirely.
I'm just about to the point where I believe that our public figures, and I'm talking about the Biden administration and Dr. Fauci and folks like that, that they are essentially constantly moving the goalposts, and what constitutes success today won't be what constitutes success 3 weeks from now. Do you get that sense as well?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's what's been happening throughout the entire pandemic. I mean, you remember 2 weeks to slow the spread, and all of a sudden it's become almost 2 years. On a larger point, I mean, it used to be we could, the reason we were going to go through all this, all these dramatic measures was to preserve hospital capacity. And now it's just about the number of cases. Well, I'll tell you what. Myself and my whole family, we got the cold over Christmas, and no one, it didn't get reported in a little chart. There's no numbers about how many people get the cold, and why is that? It's not because it doesn't kill people. It's not because it's not inconvenient, but it doesn't affect public policy. It's just one of those things in life that happens, but it's not something that causes our political leaders to take action or to claim they need to take action. And we've gotten to the point where that's what COVID is, except they just don't want to let go of the power.
Maybe I'm just stupid on this thing, but we keep being told now that it's like when I talk about the goalposts being moved, we've got a situation now where they're saying, well, we just need more testing. We need home testing. We need quick response testing.
Why is testing all of a sudden the be-all and end-all of how this thing's going to burn itself out?
Well, that's a great question, especially since, you know, 3 months ago the White House was asked, hey, should we be doing something to get rapid tests in the you know, to people before the holidays? And they're like, no, we definitely don't need that. So don't worry, we're going to get tests, you know, weeks after everyone got together for the holidays. So, I mean, in theory, the point of testing is that, you know, because it's, a lot of people are asymptomatic, you can test to find out if you have it or not, and if you don't have it, you can avoid other people. And, you know, look, that's well and good, but, you know, we're not stamping this thing out. It's going to be here. It's going to keep circulating. You know, it's going to be worse here in the summer than it is in the fall. And that's just going to be a part of life. And, you know, people just need to recognize it, take the appropriate actions that protect them, protect their family, and move on with their lives. And exactly what you're saying, the goalpost has shifted. It's no longer about preserving hospital capacity. Now it's about this attempt to find all the COVID and stop it. It's not going to happen.
You mentioned that you had a cold and that it ran through your family over the holidays. And I guess my question is, did you get tested or did you want to get tested?
Yeah, I did. I got tested and came back negative. So I was a little bummed because, you know, if I'd gotten it, and then it would have just, you know, would have had natural immunity and the vaccine, and that would have been nice, but nope, just a cold. And, you know, it's so funny because I've been thinking about this, you know, over the past 5-6 years, every winter we will, you know, our family will get, you know, 2 weeks of cold, if not twice, you know, but yeah, at least the cold will run through our family. And, you know, at some point that's what COVID is going to be, especially for people who are under 60 or who don't have a, you know, a pre-existing condition or comorbidity. It's just going to be something that happens.
Let me just ask you, you know, Dr. Fauci was making the rounds of the Sunday shows yesterday, and I'm just curious, has his credibility, do you think, with the American people sunk to the level where maybe he needs to get off the stage?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. I mean, the point of having a figure like that is to be someone that everyone can trust, and, you know, he's certainly not shown himself to be that. I mean, if you remember, he was, at the beginning of the pandemic, was mocking the idea that masking would help. And, you know, obviously now it's all about the masking. And, you know, he said, oh, well, the science says we can go to 5 days of isolation. And it's like, no, the science doesn't say that. It's just that we've got this super infectious disease that, you know, has very little health risk. And the public health establishment has decided, I think correctly, that, look, we can't have all the nurses and doctors and firefighters and police officers and teachers out for 10 days or the you know, our society is going to shut down. So we'll move it to 5 days. And now you read the headlines that says, well, maybe it'll be 5 days and a negative test. And so, you know, I think the fundamental mistake or error of Dr. Fauci was just acting as if he or the science or the CDC had all the answers. And no one has all the answers. And that's why you've got to let people exercise their own judgment.
What do you think, and again, as a parent, as a father, as a dad, what do you think about testing for kids?
Well, I just think it's odd. I mean, the risk level is extremely low. Personally, I'm about as worried of COVID for my kids as I am for the flu, which is to say, not worried. Now, look, if one of my kids had cancer, yes, then I would be very worried because, you know, when you have a weakened immune system, then everything worries you. But, you know, we've got to start recognizing 18 months, 2 years in that this affects different people quite differently. And if you are 75, your risk level is much, 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 much higher than someone who is 7. And we should be treating, you know, acting accordingly. At least, you know, that's what I'm doing as a dad.
Wow. More to come with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He joins us here every Monday, and I'm always so excited for him being here. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Attention, Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us as we begin 2022 with a live show. Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And, Victor, let me ask you, the Sunday shows were full of the anniversary of January 6th, the attack on the Capitol. Given a year to be able to digest what went on, what do you think happened on January 6th?
Well, I think there was, people who formed a mob and they invaded the Capitol, stormed the Capitol, and we spent the last year, the federal government spent the last year finding those people, arresting them, charging them, and I think it was predictable very quickly after the fact that the Democrats would try and paint all Republicans as the very people who ran through the barricades and invaded the Capitol, and we've certainly seen that come to pass. And so, they can't run on the economy, they can't run on foreign policy, they haven't really passed much legislation that people are excited about, and so they're running on, if you don't vote for us, you are the people who went into the Capitol to try and overthrow an election.
What is the difference, though, between this and what we've seen in Minneapolis, and we've seen it in Philadelphia, and we've seen it in Portland, and we've seen it in Seattle? We've seen it all across America. This anarchism, if you will, isn't just, you know, of Trump supporters. It's a lot of blue state folks that are real unhappy with the way things are going.
Well, the difference is these guys got prosecuted for the most part. I mean, what you saw all around the country is, you know, those riots were allowed to happen. Kamala Harris, you know, tweeted out the link to bail people out of, you know, who were in jail for rioting in Minneapolis. You know, there's been universal condemnation of the Capitol riots, and you certainly didn't have that when it came to the other riots around the country. I mean, if you want to make the liberal case, you would say, okay, well, this involved certification of election, and there was an attempt to, you know, physically intimidate election officials, and, you know, I agree. I think those things are all, it's all serious. It's very serious. It was bad. It was wrong.
But how is it different, though? How is it different than people trying to burn down cities, burn down communities, burn down buildings and businesses in the inner city? That it seems like it shouldn't make any sense. I mean, there's just
they're both wrong. And, yeah. I mean, they've certainly been, you know, not attacked with the same fervor. That's obviously the case. I mean, the thing you would say is different about the January 6th is, you know, Congress was in session and they disrupted a session of Congress where they were, basically putting the rubber stamp on Joe Biden's victory. I think they talk about this, you know, oh, this was an insurrection. It's very odd to have an insurrection without any guns or really it seems like pre-planning. I don't think you have the guy with the buffalo hat leading the charge of an insurrection. It was a riot, and some people got out of hand, and, you know, for the most part, those people have been arrested and charged and are paying the price.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Do you think anybody will seriously go to a jail in the government part of this? I just saw where Letitia James, the AG for New York, is subpoenaing Don Jr. and Ivanka Trump. Anybody of that, you know, Mark Meadows, people like that, anybody there going to go to jail? Steve Bannon? Will he go to jail?
Well, I don't think for anything that happened on January 6th. I mean, they tried, obviously they impeached Trump over it, but, you know, the timeline just doesn't make sense. I mean, he first of all, Trump didn't call for violence. And you can say, you know, look, he was morally wrong to not condemn the violence sooner. And, you know, the irony of all the leaked texts that came out from Meadows, I think it was, is that basically everyone was saying that. You know, all the Sean Hannity, Don Trump Jr., they were all saying, like, this is terrible. Like, why are you, you know, get out there and condemn this, and which kind of suggests it wasn't pre-planned. You know, if all of your closest allies are like, this is a really bad look, and you should stop it. So I don't think they're going to go to jail. It just doesn't work. I mean, they don't have the goods to back it up. I mean, not only did Trump not call for violence, but when he gave that speech, you know, the speech they said was inciting the violence. It was too, his supporters were too far away to actually get to the Capitol when the rioting started and when they started breaking down the barricades. And so you have to make more of a bank shot case of, well, you know, Trump fomented anger by being dishonest about the election results. And, you know, look, you may be able to make that case politically, but it's not going to work to get people thrown in jail.
What do you think Benny Thompson and the January 6th Commission, what are they looking for? I finally heard it this weekend that what they want to do is essentially make sure that Donald Trump can never run for public office again. Is that your read on this?
Well, my read on it is they want to make this an issue in the 2022 election. So this is their way of keeping the issue in front of voters and stringing it along for the next 11 months. But the problem is that voters just don't care. I mean, voters can make the distinction between the Republican elected official on the ballot and someone who was breaking down a barricade on their way into the Capitol. And they understand that, you know, there's not just two sides in this. There's the people who did it, the people who oppose Trump and oppose it, and there's people who support